Australia is a fascinating continent. As the driest continent in the world apart from Antarctica, it's no surprise that Australia is home to the second largest desert of the inhabited Earth's continents, remaining only behind the Sahara of Northern Africa in scale and scope. The Great Australian Desert spans more than a third of the continent and is larger in size than the entirety of Kazakhstan. And it's partially because of this desert that Australia itself, despite being the sixth largest country in the world in terms of land, is only the 53rd largest in terms of people, with a modest population of less than 26 million citizens. We're around the same size as North Korea. But within this vast, inhospitable, and empty desert, at the precise geographic center of the Australian continent, exists a surprising and relatively unknown secret of enormous geopolitical importance. One of the largest overseas military bases of the United States of America, operated by the Central Intelligence Agency, the National Security Administration, and the National Reconnaissance Office with a full 800 combined personnel. The base is located nearby to the small Australian town of Alice Springs, population just 26,000 or so people. But besides for that, there is no larger town that exists anywhere nearby to this base, within a zone of about 700,000 square kilometers, roughly equivalent in area to the U.S. state of Texas. So to say that this American intelligence base, with hundreds of American intelligence officers operating within the dead center of Australia, is a remote location would be an incredible understatement. From the small Australian town of Alice Springs, if you take a short drive just 10 minutes or so to the southwest, you'll quickly run into various threatening signs like this one warning you to turn your car around and proceed no further, or else face some vague consequences. Just beyond these signs is, of course, the top-secret joint intelligence base of Pine Gap, run by both the American and Australian governments. And unless you've watched the Netflix series about this base going under the same name, you've probably never even heard of this place, or knew that such an important American operation existed in the middle of the Australian outback. And going under the more official codename of Project Rainfall, it has a very long and mysterious history here, going back decades into the past. You see, as the global Cold War between the United States and the Soviet Union intensified during the 1960s, both nations began sending up satellites into space. With the launching of the earliest intelligence-gathering satellites, there was a recognition that real-time command and control over these platforms were necessary, and data collection to monitor geopolitical adversaries from afar was required. An American base to operate these American intelligence and spy satellites operating over the planet's eastern hemisphere could have theoretically been constructed anywhere, but the precise geographic center of the Australian continent was chosen for a number of strategically important factors. First, the sheer isolation of such a base deep within the continental interior of Australia, more than 900 kilometers away from the nearest coastline, ensured that any potential spy ships from foreign nations passing around would be incapable of intercepting any of the signals coming down to the base from the satellites. Second, the base would be located deep within Australia, a country who is very friendly and allied towards the United States, and far away from any major Australian population centers around the coasts. And third, and perhaps most importantly, the location where the station would be built required the base of the floor and surrounding hills to not exceed 6 degrees. At the precise coordinates of Pine Gap's location in the center of Australia, at latitude 23.8 degrees south and longitude 133.74 degrees east, the ability would be gained to allow for high connectivity with satellites stationed as far as 60 degrees east and as far east as 153 degrees west, effectively covering the entirety of China, North Korea, the Indian subcontinent, and a significant portion of the then Soviet Union. In short, it was a very logically chosen location to construct a satellite intelligence base at. And as a result, by late 1966, the American and Australian government signed a treaty calling for the creation of a U.S. satellite surveillance base in Australia, which eventually became the modern Pine Gap, where operations began in 1970 with the relocation of hundreds of American families to the center of the outback. But there was another, larger intelligence alliance at work here that led to the creation of the base as well. Known as the Five Eyes, this is an intelligence alliance of the five major English-speaking democracies around the world of the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Created during the fires of the Second World War and expanded during the Cold War, this alliance structure enables all member states' intelligence agencies to easily cooperate with each other and share all of their worldwide data. As the Cold War continued to rage and new threats to the United States emerged, like the People's Republic of China, Vietnam, and later on, Iraq and Afghanistan, Pine Gap continued to play a pivotal role in providing intelligence while dramatically growing in size to the point where today it boasts nearly 40 separate antennas across the site and has operated at least 9 geosynchronous satellites owned by various US spy agencies over the past 45 years. Now, what makes these kinds of satellites uniquely well suited to the mission of intelligence gathering is that within a geosynchronous orbit, they travel in the same direction as the Earth's rotation, and therefore retain the exact same orbital period as that of the Earth's rotation, which effectively just means that they view the exact same portion of the Earth's surface at all times, as if they're sort of fixed in position on the map. This is in stark contrast to satellites that operate in lower Earth orbits, which circle around the planet often multiple times a day, and move at a relative pace much faster. One of the unique advantages of a geosynchronous orbit for a spy satellite is that within this range, it can see an enormous amount of the Earth's surface all at once. In fact, if you were to go and do all the math and run the calculations for this, it turns out to be just a tad bit less than half of the Earth's entire surface. This, of course, makes it incredibly easy for the spy satellite above to gather a vast amount of information from a very large area beneath it. And so today, there are 3 of these types of geosynchronous spy satellites known to be operated from Pine Gap, all at the same line of latitude. Orion 5 above the Western Indian Ocean, Orion 7 at the western tip of the Indonesian island of Sumatra, and Orion 3 just west of the Indonesian island of Sulawesi. Each of these 3 geosynchronous satellites sit at an altitude of about 36,000 kilometers above the Earth's surface, at these precise coordinates, and they each collect an incredibly wide range of electronic signals from the Earth's surface beneath them, like radio communications, radar emissions, microwave transmissions, missile telemetry, satellite and cell phone transmissions, and even more. These 3 satellites effectively grant American intelligence agencies and, therefore, the intelligence of all the Five Eyes member states an incredible degree of satellite coverage across every single area of modern U.S. critical strategic concern. From Western Africa, across the Middle East, Ukraine, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, China, and North Korea. More than half of the Earth's surface outside of the polar regions. Once data from these regions is received by the satellites, their information is relayed via a signal back to the Pine Gap base in the center of Australia, and then disseminated from there towards the various intelligence agencies of the Five Eyes member states, like the American CIA and British MI6. And while controversial at times, the American intelligence capabilities that are granted by satellite sites around the world like Pine Gap are unmatched by any other intelligence agency in the world. And while most of what these satellites do is top secret and highly classified, we all know that launching those satellites, maintaining them up there, and gathering all that data from the surface below is an incredibly difficult feat to accomplish. And if you're anything like me, then you're probably curious how satellites like these actually work, and more to the point, how anything actually works. understanding the difficult to understand is the very essence of STEM fields. But for a lot of us, myself included, STEM subjects like engineering and math and make the seemingly impossible possible have never come as easy to understand. But luckily, we can all get our own little dose of scientific learning every day now from Brilliant. Whether you're looking to learn something completely new or you're just trying to brush up on a few topics, the best way to learn anything is by actually doing the work yourself. And there's no better place to do that than on Brilliant. You see, Brilliant is an interactive STEM learning platform that helps you learn concepts by working through them in a visual, hands-on, and easy-to-comprehend way. And you can get started on any number of courses, from more basic concepts like the physics of the everyday and casino probability, to significantly more advanced fields like computer science, electricity, and chemistry. But regardless of which subject you choose to learn about, you get to learn at your own pace. You can learn on the go with their mobile app, and most importantly of all, you get to actually enjoy the rewarding process of learning and understanding cool new things about our reality. And if you ever get stuck on a particular question, Brilliant never punishes you or impedes any of your progress. Instead, they'll give you an in-depth explanation to help guide you along your learning path. And best of all, you can try out Brilliant right now completely for free with the link down below in the description or by clicking the button that's here on screen right now. And the first 200 people to sign up will also get 20% off of Brilliant Premium for an entire year of wonderful STEM learning. And as always, thank you so much for watching.